Okay, let's go ahead and call the study session to order at 5:00 PM on September 23rd. Sam, you're good to go?
Thank you. So the reason why we're having this study session tonight is because you council probably noticed there's a lot of items on the consent agenda. Normally, we don't put that many items on there, especially resolutions. However, you're going to start to notice that these are just pretty run-of-the-mill things. It's just completely housekeeping for that matter. So we're having an hour-long study session tonight to go through each and every one. So if there's any comments or concerns, we can address them at that point in time. So those items can stay on the consent agenda. Otherwise, we might get the consent agenda and council goes, what is this? Let's remove it and put it on the council action item list. That would just extend the meeting hours and hours. So if we can make things as efficient as possible, that's kind of the route we want to take. All right. So first resolution on the list is 1771-19. This amends resolution 140505. And so what happens on this one, there's a resolution that basically, there's a state law that says that cities have to maintain an index with all of our records on it, unless we can state that it's unduly burdensome or interferes with agency operations. And this is essentially the case. There's just no way we'd be able to have an index with all of our records in one area. We've got several different buildings. We've got files located in storage rooms. We've got files located police department, city hall, public works, all over the place. And it'd be nearly impossible to keep a concise index of all of them. We know what we have. They're separate areas. But again, it would be unduly burdensome. And council did agree with this about a decade ago. And they passed this saying that, yes, it would be unduly burdensome per state law. The reason why we're amending it is because that resolution that was passed about a decade ago references a state law that no longer exists because now the state law is 42.56 of the RCW. So this resolution says, it references that number instead of the old one. And that's the change. Mm-hmm. Nothing else changes, just the number inside the resolution. Any questions? Okay.
Sounds pretty simple.
Yeah, that's the motto for the study session tonight. So we have 1772-19. This amends resolution 1317-01, which is appointing the finance director as the agent to receive claims against the city of Blaine under RCW 4.96. So when someone tries to sue us, basically, or any kind of litigation, they need to file a claim with the city. By law, we have to have a resolution that states who receives that. It says the city clerk, the finance director receives those claims. So this is changing it from city clerk to finance director. That's this resolution. Once it's done, I then forward that off to the county to get it recorded. And that's the change.
Why do we want to make the change from city clerk to finance director?
Because the change was made about 2 years ago to have it go to the finance director because he oversees all the insurance.
Okay.
So that's the theory. Like he oversees risk management. And so since this is risk management, it's like, okay, this was kind of an oversight that it wasn't changed at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to make a comment. Mm-hmm. The reason for so many of these, like all in one fell swoop, as well as some of the ordinances as well, was when Sherry, our city clerk, retired, we hired her back on a part-time basis to go through a lot of these resolutions and some ordinances and to make sure they were all applicable anymore, you know, whether they really made sense or we just kind of missed amending them or even repealing them completely. So this is a result of her work, most of
correct.
These. Correct. And they're definitely all just coming to us all at one time.
Yeah. And what happened
them
was
very thoroughly.
For
and
sure.
She's very familiar because of her prior employment here with all of these. So,
yeah.
You know.
And prior to her leaving, she wanted to overhaul chapters 1 and 2 of our policies and procedures. And so that's what she was hired on to do, was go through and kind of update them and change them. But as you go through chapters 1 and 2 of our policy and procedures, it starts to reference ordinances and resolutions that you have to look into. She starts to look into those and goes, God, these are out of date. And then those kind of spider web out and go, well, this one's out of date and this one affects this one.
Right.
So that's why it's all kind of happening. But luckily it's resolved itself now, more or less. But it was bringing all these are brought to you tonight because, as you can tell, most of the department heads are out, and so they're not going to have anything on the agenda. And I thought, hey, this is a great opportunity just to pack the agenda full of stuff instead of extending a bunch of other meetings.
So, Sam, I have a question. Like, from here on in, is there a way when we establish a new resolution or even an ordinance that prior to bringing it to us, can we kind of research prior to see if it's all been kind of taken care of and resolved, what went before it?
Mm-hmm. We certainly can, and we really should be doing that.
Yeah.
Nonetheless.
But this is a result of that it wasn't done in the past. It's easy to do when you don't have much time and you just need to pass what you need to pass currently. But then it leaves these other things kind of hanging out there. And it's just kind of a housekeeping issue. So, okay.
So next up, we have 1773-19. This repeals 1133-96, which closes the Community Economic Development Change Fund of $25. In 1996, City Council approved a change fund of $25 for the Community Economic Department, which is now the CDS Department, or Community Development Services Department. CDS no longer needs a change fund of $25. It's just petty cash. They don't do anything with it. Therefore, this resolution closes that down and puts that large amount of money into the general fund.
Okay.
So... we'll take notes of that money come budget season. Yeah, resolution 1774-19. This amends resolution 979, which is the fair housing resolution. This amends it, doesn't repeal it. It amends it and kind of clarifies the city's role in the fair housing. The prior resolution says that we would be assisting in the process so people could come to us and we would help them through the process if they have any kind of complaints or concerns or if they feel like there's a violation of the Fair Housing Act. We don't have the capacity or the resources to do that. And we kind of noticed that and went, oh, that's really not our role in this. So what we're doing is we're clarifying it to say like, yeah, you can go to our website. We have a resource on the website that can direct you to how to get help. Like for example, if someone came in, they wouldn't go to Jeff and say like, please, like show me how to do this. Or Michael, walk me through this complaint process for the Fair Housing Act and like guide me through it and take me down this road to resolving it. It'd say, oh, here are the resources on our website. That's this one.
So where would we direct them to if they had a landlord that was unfair in whatever case, how would we direct them?
So on our website under the how do I section, I think it says how do I learn about the Fair Housing Act, and there's also, I'm trying to remember the actual verbiage of it, but there's a couple of different spots on our website if they go to how do I, or if they type into the search bar like Fair Housing Act or complaint or violation or I guess any other keywords you'd associate with that, it would pop up. I didn't make sure we have those on our pages before I brought this here.
So does it direct them to a county agency?
It directs them, I remember that. It's going to be the Housing Urban Development website. It's going to be the actual, it's like a know-how page on the Fair Housing Act, which takes you there and it says like, do you have this problem? Go to this link. It takes you to the correct page. If you have this issue, go here. It's kind of a catch-all place for anyone who has complaints regarding the Fair Housing Act.
So we direct them to those links.
Mm-hmm.
If they do not have computer access, then can they come in and we can work with them personally?
Yeah, yeah. My guess is just through customer service aspect of the city. If they had any kind of issues, we could say, yeah, here's a website. We can print stuff off. We can get you phone numbers, that sort of thing.
Okay, good.
I imagine that would be just something that customer service, a nice thing we'd be doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So resolution 1775-19. This repeals 957 regarding presentation of business before Blaine City Council. So back in 1991, the resolution was brought forward to describe how you bring business to City Council and some other policies for that matter during City Council meetings. Well, as all of you are aware, we have the Council Rules of Procedure that dictate what happens at council meetings. So by definition, this is obsolete. And of course, like you're saying, we could just be like, well, you know, it's obsolete. We'll just keep rolling because everyone should know the council's rules of procedure dictate what happens at council meetings. But the concern is that someone in the future, or maybe not council or city staff, says, oh, how does this work? And they don't see we have a council rules of procedure, and they see 957, and they say, oh, that's how it works. We're just trying to avoid that because it's obsolete. We'll just repeal it and be done with it. Resolution 1776-19. So this repeals resolutions 1401-05 and 1404-05 relating to exempt and non-exempt public records. So both of these resolutions, like I said right in the title, refers to our public records as well as public records requests. Some of the stuff is outdated and doesn't make sense in the resolutions. Like for example, it has us, or not us, it has me being the point of contact for all public records for the city. However, the police department and court they have their own public records request law they have to abide by. They don't ask me for permission on like their own records because they're knowledgeable on it and I'm not, and they're like the records officer in their own arenas, if you will. And not only that, we have a policy we've been updating, and then if council passes this resolution tonight, which repeals the other resolutions, we'll have a policy in place for how we respond to public records requests, because at the end of the day, public records request law does change, and we need to be able to update the policy when needed to reflect that. And so when you have it in a resolution, every time the law changes, we'd have to bring a resolution to council to pass, to say basically, hey, council, can we please follow state law? Versus just having it in policy. Because policy we can change. I can write it up, Michael will sign it, and we just move forward. No matter what, we're going to not break state law. So even if the policy is out of line, we'll still follow state law. I just want to be clear on that too. So yeah, so this resolution, it would just set it in policy. It would be 5-01 when that policy is enacted if council approves this tonight. Mm-hmm. So resolution 1768-19, this one is not going to be on the consent agenda. This will be a council action item. So I will be getting up during the council meeting and briefly discussing it. This will be just because I'm already discussing it right now. This is the one that established council priorities for 2020. These are the strategic priorities that we're going to be reflected upon during budget season. Obviously, this is based on the council retreat we had back on May 23rd, I believe. And there were several topics that council wanted to incorporate in our strategy and to like focus on budget season, which is green practices, housing, downtown revitalization, community health, public facilities and utilities maintenance, communication transparency, and fiscal responsibility. You'll see in your packet that there are two resolutions. There's option A and option B. The reason why there's two resolutions is because Michael created option A, sent it off to city council, and from my understanding, most city council didn't respond, and we kind of thought that as, okay, council was fine with it. I got an email from Councilmember Rule last week saying, hey, you know, there are some changes involved, and I said, okay, I'll incorporate into an option B, because since no other council members responded, we took that as a consensus among council saying, like, we're okay with it as is, and I didn't think it would be right of me to incorporate Councilmember Rule recommendations in there if all of council already quote-unquote like agreed with the original one. However, I did want to bring Councilmember Rule suggestions because they're not bad suggestions, and so I thought, you know, there should be an option B. So council will have the option tonight on either voting for option A or option B. That's how it's going to boil down. And Councilmember Rule, she had I included some additional stuff, tried to incorporate best I could in a short manner into those, into green practices, housing, and I believe downtown revitalization. So you'll notice that in, it should be in red. Mm-hmm. I kind of think it might not be in red. Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So are there any questions on that one? Good.
Keep going. Got good momentum going here.
Oh, yeah. We're making great time.
Yeah.
We'll have plenty of time to eat more after this. So ordinance 19-2933. Yes.
Oh, never mind.
Okay.
1777-19 is just the surplus property one.
Yeah, I was going to have a little presentation on that as well, and then I thought Jeff's doing that one. I'm not entirely sure. I don't want to get up here and say, this is surplusing vehicles, and then that would be the extent of it.
Oh, it's just three Ford Crown Vics, which are so outdated and are just sitting there in the parking lot, not being used for years anyway. Mm. So I don't think there should be any controversy about that one.
Mm-hmm. And of course, if there is any kind of concern when the time comes, that can be removed to the council action item list, and that can be, there can be further discussion or debate on whether or not we're going to surplus those vehicles.
Okay.
So ordinance 19-2933, this repeals ordinance 94-2141, which is the Blaine Municipal Code Title 2.94, Personnel Rules and Policies. And the reason why we're repealing this is because it's more or less obsolete. There's a lot of what's stipulated in that involves items that are in collective bargaining agreements, personnel contracts, and policies and procedures. So essentially, if someone goes to our website and goes, oh, what's city law on like personnel? They would get a whole list of items that are not true. Like it stipulates sick days. It stipulates how to like file complaints with your department heads and all that stuff. And that's in our collective bargaining agreements and that's in our employee contracts. And so our employee contracts and collective bargaining agreements trump this. So at the end of the day, we have a giant law on the books that is obsolete, and it's contradictory to our contracts and the contracts rule at the end of the day. So that's why we're removing that completely, and we'll have a little bit less in our municipal code because of it.
And the reason why the ordinances aren't in the consent agenda is by our own rule, mm-hmm. we can't pass ordinances
yes.
under the consent agenda.
So,
they need to be in the
Yeah, so I'll clarify that a little bit. You know, there's a chance we'll be able to get away with that in bringing those ordinances to council and put them under the consent agenda, but there are just there are different rules surrounding ordinances for state law, how you pass them. And, you know, something like this and the other one I'm about to speak on, generally speaking, those kind of items will be on the consent agenda. But I thought, you know what, if I put that on the consent agenda and we pass it like that, and then someone goes, wait a second here, you did this wrong, you have to go back and do it, it'd be pretty miserable because it's such a simple item. And if I were to come up here during the meeting and say, oh, this is what we're doing, council's going to look at it and go, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Ordinances carry a lot more weight.
Correct.
Than resolutions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that's why I'm bringing those forward in the council action item list. Mm-hmm. I believe it's the last one. It's 19-2934. This repeals Blaine Municipal Code 2.78, Airport Manager. When the airport was closed, effective in December 31st, 2008, if I remember right, the airport manager was designated to the city manager, so the city manager kind of took on that role. Of course, we've now sold off essentially all the property on the airport site. We don't have an airport manager anymore, or airport manager any role anymore. And so this ordinance would repeal Chapter 2.87, which would do away with the airport manager.
Way overdue. I might
yeah. yeah, those would take a lot off Michael's plate, so I'm sure he'd be happy not being the airport manager in your role anymore. That's it. So we made great time.
Yeah, no
You have
kidding.
Any questions?
I guess we should have said 5:30, shouldn't we?
Yeah, there's one of those things where, you know, you have this many slides and you just say, okay, we'll do an hour, but
yeah. Yeah.
There's a chance we might blow right through these, or there's a chance we might have some debate and discussion on it. But at least this way we'll be able to enjoy Subway.
Okay. We can enjoy having their sound.
Nothing else?
Is there any okay. questions?
No. Okay.
Enjoying the view.
Okay.
I can't see anything.
We'll go ahead and close the study session and reconvene at 6.
All right.
That was the route I was going to take. Usually we